Good morning once again. It is time for the Live, Build, Change edition, or should I say the morning mindset edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast. Man, I get all twisty-tailed around sometimes. And this morning mindset is here to encourage you, to help you, to strengthen you for the day that's ahead. And we've been looking at the life of Moses. And in the last episode, I talked about how Moses was listening to the doubts, the fears, the voices that were happening in his own mind as God, the God of all creation, who promised to be with him, came to him and instructed him to go to Egypt and lead out the people of Israel out of their captivity, their slavery. And Moses had questions. Moses had doubts. You can tell from Moses' responses, he really didn't want to go. And we find there that as Moses is talking with God about this, God reveals his name to Moses, because Moses asks, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? That's in Exodus chapter 4, verse 13. And God is kind to Moses. God is merciful and answers him. He says, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. What does God say about himself when he reveals himself by that name? Have you ever thought about that? In the Hebrew, the word is translated roughly into English as Yahweh. Yahweh is the actual name of God. Up until that point, he had been known by his title, God, Elohim, which means Lord. But now he's revealed himself by a personal name, the name Yahweh, and it literally means, I am who I am. And so what is God communicating to Moses and to the people of Israel, and possibly, not only possibly, but probably to the people of Egypt by revealing his name? His name says that he is the eternal one. He is the self-existent one. He is the one who always is. He's present in everything, whether it be a sinful circumstance or a righteous circumstance. He is present there. He is always around us. And that's something Moses needed to hear, especially at this point, when God is commissioning him to go and do something that is far beyond his capability of doing. How many times have you found yourself in that situation where you're being prompted by God to do something that is far beyond your capability? What do you turn to in those moments? How do you encourage yourself and move yourself in the direction of obedience when you're feeling that way? Those feelings can be very strong, just like they were for Moses. I want to remind you that you can encourage yourself with the fact, the bedrock truth, that your God is. He is always with you. He's eternally existent, and nothing he has asked you to do is outside the realm of his presence and his authority to bring about what it is he's asking you to do. So let's choose a very impossible thing. Say that he's asking you to start a business and make $70 million. Okay, that sounds so outrageous to most of us. But if God asks you to do it, his very presence with you guarantees it will happen. Now, that's not the kind of thing I think he typically asks us to do. They're smaller things, things like loving our spouse, like being kind to our children, like blessing those who persecute us. They're lower level things, but they're just as hard and so much outside the realm of our ability. But our God is with us, and he's with you today to help you accomplish those kinds of eternal things in your day. Let's talk again tomorrow.